It's pretty amazing. I don't think when I arrived I had any idea just how challenging it would be in tough economic times to really increase that enrollment.
As Douglas prepares to depart the school, she describes bittersweet feelings, a mixture of happiness and sadness. For the last 9 years, Douglas has worked to improve SEM's enrollments and endowment, and the school has reached success in both areas.
The first was adding the boarding program so that we would have residential students who could come and study here, girls from all over the world and really across the United States. And that added right away. You know, we went from about 12 the first year to 20 the next year to 30 and then capacity at 40. But also I think stretching scholarship dollars and increasing the endowment so that we have more money for financial aid.
Douglas tells WBFO News enrollment and endowment are key to the health of a private school.
In order to have a strong enrollment, you have to have a great program and really do a good job with outreach so that people know what you're doing. But the endowment is really the key to the foundation of a good school, because without it, you can't go through tough economic times. You really don't have much flexibility. But if you have it, you have the ability to move quickly when you need to.
SEM seniors will be graduating June 14th. 42 applied to 198 unique institutions spanning from Hawaii to the UK. Students presented Douglas with a special retirement gift.
Who gave me a wonderful bicycle, so I'm pretty excited that I'll have new wheels.
Tomorrow, a celebration will be held for Douglas's retirement and closing in on a capital campaign goal of $8.5 million. The assistant head of schools, Helen Marlette, has been named as the new leader of SEM. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.